This audio is produced and distributed by the Christian Biblical Church of God, Post Office Box 1442, Hollister, California, 95024-1442. To visit our websites, they are cbcg.org and biblicaltruthministries.org. The late, great United Kingdom and the USA. Taken from the book, The Late Great USA, the author is Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D., also author of the book, Unfit for Command. He's got a lot of current facts in here we'll get into later. I recommend the book for you. A little later I'll give the ISBN number and so forth when I get into it. But what the world does not understand is who we are. And in not understanding who we are, according to the Word of God, they don't understand what's going on. And what is happening is not a problem that can be solved politically. It is multiple problems defined by one three-letter word, sin. But the background and story as to why these great nations are being judged for their sins, we need to understand who the people are. And lest anyone gets to thinking that what I'm going to say here concerning prophecy is racist or against other people or against other nations, it is not intended to be that at all. So please comprehend that. But we are going to see a great principle from the Bible concerning what we are going through and experiencing and what we can look forward to in the future with dread, is because God always corrects His people first. Remember that. There's also another principle in the New Testament. It says to the Jew, which is an unfortunate statement in relationship to what we're going to cover here. So we'll say to the Israelites, the 12 tribes, and then to the Gentiles, the other nations of the world. And God has dealt that way. And it goes back to the story of one man whose name was Abram and was later changed to Abraham. So let's come to Genesis, the 12th chapter. And as we are coming to that, we are going to mention the Jews of today when we get to that. And we are going to understand that the Jews today are not all the descendants of all the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's a very important distinction to understand. So let's begin with Abraham, and we will see something very, very important, which is this. The whole world, from the time of Abraham down, and it will come clear to near the end, has been blessed because Abraham obeyed the voice of God, kept his charge, his commandments, his laws, and his statutes. In order to do that, you had to believe God, which he did, have faith in God, which he did, walk in the way of God, which he did, overcome his own sins and faults, which he did, and have a personal relationship with God, which he did. But Abraham, or Abram, when he was called of God, was called out of the Babylonian society of his time, which had rebelled right after the flood, followed Nimrod, who was a mighty hunter against the Lord, and led people into idolatry and sin, and made men idols and demons and Satan God. So it's interesting that we come to chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, which is right after chapter 11, right? And number 11, by the way, is judgment. And did all the people of the earth receive the judgment of God for their rebellion? Yes, indeed. And God intended that all the nations have their inheritance in the earth, and that all these nations have sovereignty under God, whether they followed the laws of God or did not follow the laws of God. God gave them the inheritance in the land that they are in. And likewise, God gave the inheritance in the land in which the descendants of Abraham would occupy. So let's pick it up here, Genesis 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, get you out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. Same requirement. This is a New Testament requirement. That if you're going to follow Christ, you have to forsake your father, mother, brother, sister, lands, children, and yea, your own life, and love God more, or you cannot be his disciple. And as you go through the Bible and as you study the Bible, I want you to understand something that's very important. There is a unity of Scripture from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And all of those who believe the whole Old Testament was fulfilled don't have a clue as to the meaning of the Bible. You need both. Both are called the Word of God. Now here's the promise that is given. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Is his name great? Absolutely. It's in the Bible, isn't it? Yes. And I will bless them that bless you, curse them that curse you. And the Protestants have it the wrong way, that we should give lots of money to the Jews in Palestine, because today it's anything other than the Holy Land. And that we should say nothing against any Jew anywhere. Wrong. All sinners, Jews and Gentiles, need to know they're sinners. Let's go on. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That's a promise. That's something, isn't it? So Abraham departed as he was asked. Okay. Let's come here to Genesis 15 just for a minute. We'll stop by here. Genesis 15, where it continues. Now all of these scriptures you add together. Remember this in studying the Bible. You put the scriptures together, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, and you add them together to get the full picture. The way that most people study the Bible is, they find the scriptures that they like, and they subtract everything else from it. And so that's how they end up not understanding the Bible. You can never understand the Bible by the study using the principle of subtraction. You must add it together. So we're going to add all of these scriptures together to to get a good picture of what we're talking about, because you cannot understand what the United Kingdom and what the United States is going through today unless you know who we are. Now, here's the promise that was given to him. When he gave the promise that he would have Isaac, verse 5, God brought him forth abroad and said, look toward the heaven and tell the number of stars if you're able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your seed be. And that is from that time clear on down to the end of man's rule, which is going to be billions and billions. And he believed in the Lord and was counted to him for righteousness. Come to chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Now, what I want you to do, you can go online someplace. How many are online? Okay? Go online and search out the state constitutions of all the states, and nearly every one of the 50 states acknowledge God Almighty. And the last president that publicly prayed was Theodore Roosevelt for the battle in World War II, the invasion of Normandy. And he prayed to Almighty God. So he says, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be perfect. Again, New Testament requirements. And he said, verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. Because God chose him, see. Now, none of us had anything to do with that choosing, did we? So, therefore, no one should be jealous because of what God has done. Because God is God and he's going to do what he's going to do, right? Said, my covenant will be with you. And you shall be a father of many nations. Now, as I emphasize some of these things, I want you to think about the Jews, even going clear back in history, going clear back to the time they came out of Babylon, on down to the destruction of the temple in 70 AD and on today. Are the Jews many nations, or are they scattered in nations? There's a distinct difference. They are scattered in many nations. They cannot fulfill this. It has to lie someplace else. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made you, and he hadn't even had his first son yet, right? Now here's something that is true. If God says it, it is true. Even if it takes a while for it to be fulfilled, it will be true. Never forget that. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you, and kings shall come of you. And I will establish my covenant between you and your seed after you and their generations for an everlasting covenant. From the time that this was given, this promise, down through all time and on into all eternity, right? Yes. Quite a promise. So you see, that's why the Bible is so great. It is the only book in the entire world that tells us the beginning and gives us a history of God's dealing with his people and nations of the world on down to the end and the return of Christ. And there's no other religious book in the world that can even come close to it. Now, let's go on. Let's see what he says of Sarah. Sarai, verse 15. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be called, and I will bless her and give her a son of you at 100 years old. I have yet to see a headline in the paper reading, a woman 90 married a man in a rest home, 100 years old, and she's pregnant. See, God wanted to make sure that Abraham knew it was from God. Now, Sarah said, well, here, take my handmaid. You know the rest of the story of that. We won't be sidetracked with that. Another lesson to learn. Do not try and fulfill God's promise with your own means. Very important to understand. That's what Sarah tried to do, see. But nevertheless, God promised he would do it, so he did. And for the sake of Abraham, he blessed Ishmael. So let's go on. I will bless her and will give you a son of her. Yea, I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham himself left. All right, let's go on from there. Let's come to chapter 24. See how this passed on. Chapter 24. Isaac was born. Chapter 24. He sent his servant out to find him a wife. And he found him a wife whose name was Rebekah. And notice the blessing that was given to Rebekah beginning in verse 60 when she was selected to be the wife of Isaac. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, you are our sister, be you the mother of thousands of millions. Can that apply to 13 million Jews worldwide today? Thousands of millions is what? Billions. And, of course, that goes down through time. And I don't think that all the descendants of Judah down through time are thousands of millions. And let your seed possess the gate of those who hate them. Now let's continue on. Let's see how this, add all of this together. If you have a computer and you have a Bible online, do a little cutting and splicing and just stack all of these up together and see what you come up with. I think you'll be very amazed. All right, Genesis 27. Genesis 27 and verse 28, and here was the blessing passed on to Jacob. Now, just mention here, God intended the blessing to go to Jacob. And he also allowed Jacob's mother, Sarah, to have a little subterfuge with Father Isaac. And that's so it would appear that this was a human conniving that did it rather than the blessing from God. But let's go on from there. Verse 28. Therefore, God give you the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you, nations bow down to you, be lord over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be everyone that blesses you. That's a pretty all-sweeping statement, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Let's come over here to... Let's back up one page here. Let's come to Genesis 26 and verse 5. I missed that. This is the blessing being passed on to Isaac, then which he passed on to his son. So here's the blessing, Genesis 26 and verse 4. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto your seed all these countries, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So we have the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from whence came the 12 tribes of Israel. And this blessing continues on. Let's come to Genesis 28. Here's the blessing then expanded by God. And here's the blessing that Isaac gave to Jacob when he told him, go to Laban, your mother's brother, and find a wife. Verse 3, and God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be a multitude of people, and give you the blessing of Abraham, and give to you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land where in you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. Then he went out, went on his way, and on his way he had a dream. Verse 12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And he beheld the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father and of Isaac. The land where you are on I will give you and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. In you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Question. Has that been fulfilled by the Jews at any time in history? Answer, no. Let's go on. We're going to build the case here. Let's come to chapter 33. Genesis 33. And here is where Jacob's name was changed to Israel. So we have the name of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Now we have Israel. And here's where he wrestled with the one who was God. And because he prevailed against God, verse 28, Genesis 33, and he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince have you power with God and with men, and have prevailed. And then Jacob said, verse 29, no, that's Genesis 32, beg your pardon. Top of my Bible, it says 33. Now, in the coming Bible, we've solved the problem. We put 32, 33. I knew I led you astray. Okay. 32. And Jacob asked him, verse 29 now, tell me, I pray you, your name. And he said, wherefore is it that you do not, that you do ask after my name? And he blessed him there, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Now let's come forward to Genesis 48. I got the number right there. Now the reason that these things are in the Bible is so, as we're going to see in a little bit, that we can understand these things in the latter days. And this will help us understand what's happening in the world. Well, we could read the whole story of Joseph, but we won't do that. Joseph was sold by his brothers. And understand this. The whole family of Jacob had their problems in carnality. Don't you think it's a pretty miserable thing to sell your youngest brother off into slavery and then take his coat and cover it with goat's blood and take it back to Jacob and say, you know, we don't know what happened to him, but here's his coat. It's all covered with blood, and they knew very well what happened. See, because they got upset at his dream where he came out. And Joseph was a little smart aleck in his own way when he was wearing his father's tunic of many colors. And he said, hey, guys, had a dream. There were all these sheaves in the field. They all bowed down to me. Why, you snot-nosed brat. See? Later on, he said, I had another dream. Included the sun and the moon and the stars. Boy. So they got angry with him. But you see, God worked it out for good, right? And God intended it. What does it say in Romans 8:28? All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose, right? Did it work for good? You know the whole story that happened. It was fulfilled. Joseph was made in one day next to Pharaoh. He saved his family Israel. He saved the civilized world at that time through what he did with the 7 years of plenty before the 7 years of famine. And so they were brought into the land of Egypt, and Pharaoh gave them the choicest land in Goshen. And there the children of Israel thrived and prospered because of Joseph. And remember when his brothers were begging, they came in and bowed down. And remember when he saw his brother Benjamin, it was all he could do to contain himself. See? So we'll pick up the rest of the story here in a bit. Okay, let's continue where we left off, and let's come to Genesis 48. And let me just mention here that on our website we have a link to Steve Collins' 4 books about the history of Israel from the time of its captivity down to the modern time, and he's got a lot of good information there with it. Genesis 48. Now we come to the time when Jacob was going to die. And Joseph came with his 2 sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh was the firstborn. And let's pick it up here in verse 8. Genesis 48 and verse 8. And Israel beheld Joseph's son and said, who are these? And Joseph said to his father, they are my sons whom God has given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray you, unto me, and I will bless them. Now, these are official God-given blessings. Now, the eyes of Israel were dim for age so that he could not see, And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, and lo, God has showed me also your seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees and bowed himself with his face to the earth. Now this is a formal ceremony. And this is presenting his sons to his father. And Joseph took them, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and he brought them near unto him. And so this was, they knew exactly, Joseph knew exactly what was going to happen. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, or that is, with determination, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph. Now, whenever you hear Joseph, that also includes Ephraim and Manasseh. Sometimes Joseph refers to just Ephraim, like in Revelation 7, where it says Joseph, and then it lists Manasseh after that. And verse 15, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, blessed the lads. Let my name, this is an official entry into the 12 tribes of Israel, let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, which means the blessings from Abraham and Isaac came upon Ephraim and Manasseh, and they received the majority of the blessing, while the rest of the other sons, as we will read here in a little bit, did not receive that proportion of blessing. And when Joseph saw that his father had laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Now, question. Has that ever been so with the Jews? The tribe of Judah, including the Levites, part of Benjamin. No, it hasn't. And he blessed them that day, saying, in you shall Israel bless, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Question. What countries do the world want to become like today? America. How many want to become like China, Mongolia, the Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Morocco, India, Ceylon? Are people running there to become like them? No. They're coming here to be like Americans. And they were coming to Britain to be like Britons, the British. So let's continue this on. Let's come to Genesis 49. and let's see the blessings that were given. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which will befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel or succeed. And if we understand that to be France, and I think that Steve Collins has all the modern nations listed today, and that's exactly what has happened to them. Because you went up on your father's bed, you defiled it, and you went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, your brethren, instruments of cruelty are they in their habitation. And so he spread them out in all. Let's come down here to Judah, verse 8. Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise, your hand shall be in the neck of your enemies. And that's always been true. No one has been able to exterminate the Jews. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, you are gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall arouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. That's the first coming of Christ. And unto him shall be the gathering of the people be. Let's come down here all the way down to Joseph. Now notice this blessing. How far exceeding above all the blessings of the other. I'll let you read the blessings to the other children, because we want to come down and focus on the end time here pretty quickly. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches ran over the wall. Now remember, this is the last days. The archers have sorely grieved him, meaning they'll have lots of war, and shot at him and hated him. Isn't it strange? The world loves us but hates us at the same time. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, or the leader of the children of Israel, the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. The stone of Israel, and that's why there is a kingship in Israel, because that heals the breach between Perez and Sarah. Even by the God of your father who shall help you, and by the Almighty who shall bless you with blessings of heaven above. Now I want you to think, this has never, never applied to the Jews. The pitiful little thing they have over in Palestine today cannot be what we're reading here. Notice, who shall bless you with the blessings of heaven above, the blessings of the deep, gold, silver, oil, all the products from the ocean, etc., that lies under, blessings of the breast and of the womb, the blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be upon the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Now that is an exceeding great blessing, and is only fulfilled in the nations of Britain and America today. Again, you can go online, and we have a link to Steve Collins' histories on modern Israel today. Now let's come to Deuteronomy 33 and let's see the blessings that Moses gave to Joseph. Again, covers all the 12 tribes. I'll let you read that for the sake of time. Verse 13, and of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land. Now as I read this, I want you to think about Palestine. It does not mean Palestine. Okay? Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couches beneath, for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and the precious things put forth by the moon, the chief things of the ancient mountains, the precious things of the everlasting hills, for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him who dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory shall be like that of the bullocks, and his horns like that of the unicorn. With them he shall push together to the ends. He shall push people together to the ends of the earth. When did the Jews ever do that? Never did it. Does not apply to them. But in the last days, Britain and America have done that to the whole world, correct? Yes. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim and the thousands of Manasseh. Now, we need to understand something else. Once the blessings have come, they must be fulfilled. And here's something that the other nations of the world do not understand. When they look upon America and Britain and all the wealth and all the things that we have had down through time until here recently, then they look at the behavior of the people and they wonder, why do they deserve it? How did they get it? Because see, the descendants are still quite sinful. Though at times they have streaks of righteousness where they seek God. Well, because God promised it, and it was not based upon the righteousness of the children, but on the righteousness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God's covenant and blessing to them that they gave, especially to Ephraim and Manasseh. Now also with the children of Israel, in the covenant given to Israel, let's come back here to Deuteronomy 28, and let's see how God always deals with Israel. We know he dealt this way in the past when the 10 tribes were separated out from the tribe of Judah, with the splitting of the 10 tribes off from there. And please understand this. The majority of the population of the children of Israel were in the 10 tribes. And when they went against God, they had wars, they had fighting, and finally they sinned so much that God had to send them off into captivity in 703 to 701, I think it's maybe somewhere right around 700s B.C., sent them off in captivity by the hands of the Assyrians into what is now the area of the Caucasus in Ukraine, and they became known as the Parthians and Scythians later in history. So if they would follow God, the blessings would come. If they didn't, they would have the curses come upon them and God deal with them. If at any time they repent and restore themselves to God or return, he will lift the curse. Read the book of Judges. Every time they sinned and went away from God and went after the gods of the land, then they suffered war, they suffered slavery, they suffered oppression. And when they repented, then God sent a judge to raise them out of it. And that's the history of all the children of Israel until the final captivity of the Jews beginning in 586 was the last invasion, so it was 606 to 586 because there were three major invasions by the Babylonians before they were finally all carried off into captivity. So here are all the blessings. We'll just read some of them so we can have some of those in the record here. Verse 1, Deuteronomy 28, and it shall come to pass if, I want you to always remember the word if, the condition is upon us. Put in your notes there the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the temple, because that adds some more conditions to it also. If you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God. Remember what we said? Let's go to the next track, please.